Welcome to Get Them On Side. Now, for those who are joining us for the first time on the podcast, we've also recorded a little bit of an Olympic preview, banter and all the Bambi, etc. as well. So you can catch up on that as well. But the best way via the podcast is to, of course, subscribe and you'll get it automatically in your feed. For those on KO, welcome to the second half of the segment here. Now, you just saw this happening, Sean, didn't you? We all were in a line last week. We tipped 4 from 4 to start the round.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he couldn't help himself.
Fell in a heap.
On the WhatsApp, pops up Dan Ganane. Are we all 4 from 4?
Mm.
And then what happened?
Yeah. I collapsed. I went none from four, the next four. I think you might. Did you get 5 or 6?
I got 1 from 4 or yeah. Maybe 2 from 4.
Jarv, I think he's seen it pretty
Jarv
well.
Might well, have
got
yeah.
6. Dan got 5.
Couldn't help yourself, Dan.
I was actually asking. I wasn't declaring. I was actually asking because I thought, I think we've all got these because I'd forgotten when you bikes had tipped. And I'd even forgotten one of the games I'd tipped, which way I'd gone. So that was, I'm sorry. I do believe in the jinx, but that time that was a question. It wasn't a statement.
Okay.
But I do. Can I say this? It does pay to look at the sports bet lines on the Sunday night or the Monday because I think there's some real value there. And I speaking of the What's Bet app.
Don't give it away.
Did I not say on Monday, I said, look at these lines. They're way too short. And, of course, they've blown out now. They've gone back to where they should be. But, you know, shop early, you get some nice value.
Okay, Eels take on the Raiders, that'll open up round 19. For me, I'm keeping it very simple. The last fortnight, the Eels smashed the Titans, particularly in the first half. And the week prior to that, the Titans smashed the Raiders. So for me, it's a 13-plus job. I'm taking the Eels minus 14.5. Mitchie Moses being out is not perturbing me one bit.
Yeah, so am I. It's only moved, I think we opened up 12.5. It's now 14. Whiten obviously out for the Raiders. And I think he's played one game, but I actually think he's big out for this team because they've got no one else to cover. Young Savage, who looked really, really good. It's a shame that he went down in his first game. This is such a Parramatta game to get on them. I think they'd do this pretty
really.
Early. Yeah.
Wow. Geez, I don't share your confidence. I've got them as well, but I don't share your confidence because this is essentially a similar looking Canberra side that bashed up Manly a couple of weeks ago when we all thought, oh, Frawley and Williams, come on. They can't score. Well, they scored 30 that night because they just went the power game. I do think Parramatta will be much better accommodated to deal with that. And they'll know it's coming and they've got enough firepower there to handle that. I'll take Parramatta as well. But, boy, you're into best bet territory the way you're going on there.
Yeah, but bashed up Manly. It was like there was no Turbo. There was no Jake. There was no...
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, that was a very
Yeah, but they beat him in the forwards.
Yeah.
They beat him in the forwards.
Fair enough, but it's the back... Anyway, Roosters take on the Knights. Now, I believe the Knights are going to give this competition a shake towards the back end. But for the last couple of weeks, I thought, you know what, let them get past Melbourne, let them get past this particular game. People, they'll be out of sight, out of mind. I think they'll be, you know, dream run coming home. They've got a dream run. So I'd be tipping against them. I don't like the halves at all in this one, Clifford and Phoenix Crossland. Roosters to cover. I love the fact he's made a statement there, Robbo. He said, look, you know, Josh Morris, you've been binned for this. 11.5. That'll be covered in the first 15 minutes.
Jinx it.
No, it will. It's a great bet. It's an absolute great bet. Roosters to cover for me. And then next week, back the Knights to make the top 8.
I'm leaning the way of the Roosters. I'm not as confident as you, but Tedesco back. I mean, they were really poor last week, the Roosters, and still covered against that Cowboys team. Somehow, Dominic Young, I know he is young and still learning his craft, he's been very, very poor.
Tedesco and back helps.
Teddy back's huge. Yeah, and Clifford and Crossland in the halves. I do not... There's not much to get excited about in that night.
Kalen copped a knock last week too.
Yep. No, Roosters for me. And it's moved as well. It's 4.5 out to 11.5.
It's unconventional, but for me, if I'm Adam O'Brien, no Pierce.
Concede defeat?
Yeah, mate, I'd nearly do that and just go, okay, Kalen, just rest up. You've played Origin the last week. You got battered last week. Freshen up. When Pierce comes back, we're making a major assault in this comp. That's what I would do. But anyway, how are you seeing it, Dan?
This is at the Sunshine Coast where we've seen Melbourne rack up some big scores. Roosters, feast or famine, really. They are the flog teams, it seems. Even last week, they didn't deserve to win by 16, but they found a way against mediocre opposition, and I think we all agree this Newcastle team, the 17 they're presenting, would fit into that mediocre column. But when they go against the gun sides, they get touched up. So, yeah, I'm with you. Roosters for me, and pretty confident too that they can put together a big number. Now, just ask if you could just turn the camera off me just because I've got to go and get my notes while you start talking about the next game. So I'm not – this is not a tanty. I'm just going off into the other room to get my notes.
Hey, don't do a Bill Durst. What was that show, Bill Durst?
Oh,
when he gave himself
Durst-y,
away.
Yeah.
You're still wired up when he went to the bathroom.
They got me.
They got him. Yeah. Bill Durst. There you go. The Jinx, it was called.
The Jinx. Robert Durst.
Robert Durst. Yeah.
And we've just ruined it for everyone.
Yeah, well, they've had their chance to see it. Cowboys taking on the Storm. Now, this stat that you keep talking about, Sean, is ridiculous. They've won their last 14 in a row, the Melbourne Storm, but 13 they have covered, which you're calculating at odds probability of what to do that.
Yeah, so it was 650-ish to 1 when it was 12 from 13, now 13 from 14. It's just over the 1,001 mark. It's an incredible run that they're on. I haven't seen anything like it in my time for a team to just continually cover. And we're not talking about -4.5 and -6.5 here. They're high teens in the 20s, and they are just covering it easy. And the one game they obviously didn't cover, they still won that. So it's 14 in a row. Surprisingly, well, not really surprisingly, but this opened up 23.5. And even when Munster wasn't named on Tuesday, it's just continued to go out anyway, because all of a sudden Pappenhausen's name appears. You can put Nico Hines. Like, it's just, it really is an embarrassment of riches that they've got and how good they're going. How can you not back Storm Linus?
Yeah, well, I'll go with you as well. Hey, Dan, if you think about this competition, right, and are they the only team where if the opposing coach could say, fully fit, and say, I want that player in the opposing team not to play, i.e. if Penrith don't have Cleary, or if Manly don't have Turbo, or, you know, if South don't have Latrell, I think you could take any player out of that team and they can win the comp.
Yes.
Do you agree?
Yeah. Anyone. So you
any
can
one
just
player.
Take one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. I'm fascinated by what Melbourne are going to do here for this particular game, because it seems like a waste. You've got Cooper Johns at 6, but then you've got Pappenhausen at 17. Are we thinking that... I mean, is John's going to play all 80? He probably will, because they're going to probably jump out to a lead, so get him some game time. But they'd be better served, wouldn't they? Hines moving, once Pappenhausen comes into the game, maybe 25 minutes in, if then you move Hines to 6, doesn't that seem like a more effective team?
Yeah.
I've got a feeling he... Listen, I'm on Melbourne. I'm on Melbourne for all the reasons you've portrayed, Sean. I've just got a feeling he might coast Bellamy in this one. Get the win. Get out of there.
But they've
got Penrith the week after, remember. So the match of the year comes up the week after.
They just don't do that.
I can see blokes.
They never just coast. When they're there, they are 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I know it's big enough that there's backdoor covers and that sort of
backdoor
stuff.
Backdoor potential.
I get that. But when they're scoring mid-40s, it almost takes that out of the equation.
Yeah, you know what I wouldn't do? And I would not have Jerome Hughes in your try scoring. And I'll tell you why. Because he had a bit of a calf complaint last week, came off the end of the field. Now, for me, one or two things happen. The bet will be void and he doesn't play at all, and the halves end up being Cooper Johns and Nico Hines, with Papp going to fullback. But what I could easily see happening, Dan, is Hughes starting the match, getting him off to a flyer. And it's not Cooper Johns who comes off. It's Jerome Hughes who comes off. And Nico Hines goes into the halves.
They're probably in for half a game each, I think. Between Hughes and Papp, I reckon they're in for about 40 minutes each.
This is why I will tip Melbourne, because we've got to tip someone. I have them as the start of a multi, and I'd cash out if I could and start again. I'm not confident at all with having money on it. But we'll ride them again, the Storm. Cowboys are awful. Kane Bradley, what about this story? This kid's 200 centimetres. He was a second rower. And 2 years ago, he converted to the wing. Usually it goes the other way.
Yeah.
So it'll be fascinating to get a look at him firstly, and then to see if he can defend out there, how much toe he's got. So, by the way, Remus Smith double would be my look at this game.
Justin Olam. What about his big don't argue last week? Justin Olam. He's flying. What do they call him? Fear. Fear is his nickname there. By the way, reading the play, and I know our traders very much, Jared from Reading the Play, he reckons that it's just an absolute gift. Melbourne Storm, $2.50 to win the comp. The only thing I'll say to that is that a month ago or 6 weeks ago, it was Penrith's comp. Everyone would agree with that. Now it seems to be Melbourne's comp. There's 12 weeks to go. Timing is everything, but as we know, they're bulletproof, the Melbourne Storm. So $2.50, do you like the price, Sean, or no?
It's hard to, you know, still got to win the three games in September, which is very, very hard to do. But it's hard to make an argument against it.
Yeah.
Is the thing is about them, as you said, you take one, it would take a catastrophe of injuries for them to not win it. You'd probably need...
So who is the one player? Who is the one player that Bellamy would not want to see? Is it now Jerome Hughes?
No, Munster.
It's Munster.
Is it Munster?
I think it's still Munster, yeah. But they could, they're still probably favourites without him.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Anyway, we've got to move on.
Paps there.
We've got to move on.
$2.50 is a good price. I'll tell you what, now quickly, $2.50 is a good price because the teams that they could meet in a prelim final, third, fourth, South, they don't fear. Parramatta, they don't fear. And Manly, if they were to come through from fifth, would go to the other side of the draw. Mm. So they wouldn't meet them until the grand final. So it's a good price.
I just think, Dan, round 25, they're still $2.50, aren't they? It's hard to get them too much shorter. Anyway.
Well, if they flog Penrith next week, then I think they come in a little more.
Okay. We all go the Storm there. Rabbits take on the Warriors. Before we get into this game, boys, well, the Rabbitohs are clear favourites here. I'll show you something on Cody Walker, $1.15 for South Sydney. Now, Cody Walker, who clearly what he's doing at the moment, the last two or three years with tri-assists, is just absolutely phenomenal. People are comparing him now to Cliffy Lyons in many ways. But last time he played the Warriors on the sunny coast, he scored four tries. It was an absolute fill-up. I'm now concerned of the Warriors. I thought they could beat Penrith last week and go on a run. Injuries to Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, Torhu Harris. Speaking about players you do not want injured, Rocco Berry was going great as well. That is a real worry for me. I think South go right on with it. Remember last year where South, without Latrell Mitchell, they went on a major run towards the back end. I've got a feeling that's going to happen again here, and they announce themselves as a big, big threat in this competition. But Cody Walker, two or more tries, all those sorts of markets, in all try-scorer markets, $7 for two or more tries. I could be most interested in that. I'll take South Sydney to cover this. I'm a little bit worried about the Warriors now.
Yeah, so am I. They were bang up for that game.
Yep.
And when are we going to adapt the bench? At what point you can bring on the 18th man or make the bench five or six players.
Have six players on the
because
bench.
It's a different... The way teams and the whole game in general is approaching concussions, we've seen it go up. It's not the same.
Yeah.
And now you've got to wait for three of your players. So on the weekend, they had two HIAs that failed and two other injuries. Yet... Kane Evans is sitting, not to say he's going to make the difference in that game at all, because and for what he wrote on his wrist, you're an absolute imbecile. Mm. But when are we going to change that?
Just have six on the bench, and if a halfback goes down in a grand final, we want to see a halfback out there playing for the betterment of the fans. It's a no-brainer.
Perfect.
So there you go there. We move on. So how are we tipping, boys? I'm Rabbits.
Bunnies.
Bunnies, yep. Dan.
South by miles. Miles, because they have a bad game in them. They don't normally put two in a row. Their bad game was last week.
Yeah, Latrell's been quiet for South too. I feel like he owes the Bunnies a big game very soon. Seagulls taking on the Tigers. I will tell you this, boys. Suncorp Stadium, their last five games at Suncorp Stadium, the Tigers have averaged 30 points. Manly have averaged 25. I think this is the same game multi-a-thon. Do as you please. The Olakuatus, the Luciano Leiluas, throw them in here. As far as the start's concerned, 18.5. Seagulls.
Yeah, it can only be one bet for me. And again, like seven of these eight games, it's all gone the way of the favourite. From the early prices, I can only be on Manly when you look at the Turbo and Cherry inclusions. Way too many points in them. Yep, Manly for me.
Dan?
I'd be looking at 50 markets here. Honestly, Turbo, Cherry Evans, four in his in form. Schuster out. No one can touch Schuster. And now he's going to be on the edge. Mm. Jake Drobojevic back as a ball player. Dylan Walker chipping in at 14. That is an incredible attacking machine. That I'd be looking at this pick your own line 30 plus. That's how confident I am in Manly. And the Tigers, Junior Pauga not tested in the centres last week defensively. Tommy Talau, Kenny Mamalor, David Norfoluma. I have my defensive doubts. In good conditions, boy oh boy, this could be a show. This could be a sight to see.
What about Big Kenny's catch and little offload on the ground for that try?
The old
Mamalor, he was a million to one to catch that.
the speculation coming around at the moment in the Sydney press around Luke Brooks maybe being shopped, and it was on Fox League as well, to the Canberra Raiders. Very, very interesting there. Just on that, Dan, the Tigers being slammed for that particular trade, if I'm a Raiders player, I'd be like, well, how come everything in our club's finding its way, particularly getting out to Fox League? Like that, as a player, honestly, I'd be like, yeah, go and bag the Tigers for that potential trade, but why is everything coming out of the Raiders direct to Fox? That's what seems to be happening. Mm. And that's what the players would be thinking.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way, if I'm the Tigers, I'm never dealing with the Raiders again. Because I can imagine all sorts of stupid trades are put up by clubs all the time. Just let's put out a little bit of bait. You never know. They might be desperate.
Mm.
And for them to leak it, great for the media, great for Fox that they got that story. But I thought that was incredibly bad form to leak that. And the Tigers have every right to be pissed off.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how I see it as well. Okay, so we land on this one. We are Manly at the minus, both of us.
Manly.
You're
Manly,
the same,
Manly.
Dan?
Yep.
Oh. mate, they could cover. Yeah. They could cover by 15 minutes into the game. And I thought West Tigers, I really was happy for them the other day, but not against this Manly side. I'm sorry.
Jerome back for the Panthers, boys, taking on the Broncos. 19.5. James Fisher-Harris is a key out for them. Jerome is back. No Nathan Cleary. Tyro May, actually, and you got to say when you were wrong. I don't feel I'm wrong long term, but he played quite well last week at halfback. I still think the natural solution is Burton and Luai if there's no Cleary. Yeah. 19.5. I might have to be governed by you boys on this. Sell it to me.
Tyro May doesn't. That's not the side that runs out.
Well, it has been.
If Luai plays, surely
he and Burton. They didn't do it last time.
I mean, they've got like Brent Naden still in that team, jersey 18. Yeah. Okay.
But it's better starting side having Naden in the team and Burton in the halves, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's not what's been happening.
Yes, but there is a stubbornness. There is a stubbornness to keep May in there. They obviously think he is the long-term replacement for Cleary's solution if Cleary goes down. So they're trying to bed him in. And I'd like to know, because I think my value better the weekend is Burton double at $5.50. But that's him playing in this. Well, he could probably do that at 5'8 anyway. But we need to know if he's playing in the centre. So I would be actually quite comfortable for that team to run out as is. This is another game where I think the start is a bit off. Did you say Fisher-Harris is out? Because he has been named.
Well, okay. So I don't know that he's out for sure, but he was heading back. So maybe he's having – sorry, correction. I think he's having this one game, then going back for the birth of his child. He'd leave the bubble. Is that
– oh, is that what it is? Well, he did – cop a nasty knock. I'm not sure what it was. It might have been hip or something. But it's a bit of this.
I'll check this.
This game is a bit of a wait till team list drop on Saturday. Lucky we got nowhere to go. We can just hit refresh on Twitter. The Broncos are so disappointing last week. You get you don't get the chance to play like a bad team at home that often, and they were really, really poor. Couldn't get the ball in Katoni Staggs' hand. He's your one attacking weapon. And he couldn't get near it.
Yeah.
This line, it opened up 16.5. It's all the way out to minus 9.5. I think you could only be on the minus here.
Okay, boys, on the NRL.com website, Kiwi forward James Fisher-Harris has been named after pulling up sore following a clash with Viliame Kikau in the final stages of their win over the Warriors. Fisher-Harris could play his last game for the Panthers on Saturday for a couple of weeks with an expected return to Sydney on the cards due to the birth of his second child. And well done to him for doing that because, in my opinion, rugby league's never in front of a birth of a child. But anyway, well done to James Fisher-Harris. So
What a humanitarian, Joel Kane.
It's not humanitarian.
Children more important than the league. Of course
it is. Grand final.
Someone finally said it. I mean, for you to have the guts, the courage to say that, that's, oh, mate, wow, you've just gone up in my estimation. Oh, to say the birth of a child is more important than rugby. Well done, you. The courage to do that.
You and your little skivvy, just calm down for a second, right? So what have we landed on,
jumper,
boys?
My friend.
I think we're all on Penrith.
All on the Panthers. Yeah. Reluctantly. I'm a little bit reluctantly on the Panthers.
Yeah, me too, because Brisbane, first, I don't know what it is that Brisbane do, but they trouble them. But can I just say this? There's, what, half a dozen games to go. Katoni Sags, you might as well try him at 5'8". Let's see how it goes.
100%.
You've got nothing to play for. 100%. Let's have a look at him. It's like your bloke, the Hammer.
Yep.
He looked good at fullback. He had a look at him at fullback. This is what the end of the season is for these teams that can't make the finals.
That's exactly right. Now,
it's good to say we've finally got a replacement for the most annoying bloke on the footy field as well for after Michael Ennis' retirement, yes. Tyson Gamble. Yeah. If you imagine playing against him, he's an absolute pest.
But what he is, and this is my criticism of Luke Brooks, is he's a competitor.
Yeah.
He wants to win.
That's one thing. I know he's by far not the most blessed bloke with as far as talent goes, but he always tries.
But even Brooksy, when they showed that thing last night, Brooksy didn't even go through the banner. He tried to sort of push the banner and then ran around it.
Yeah, because he's seen the Peter Sterling footage for years at the Origin in Long Beach, California, and thought, I'm not going to do that to myself.
Well, Tyson Gamble would have come out, that's what we want to see, a bit of competitiveness.
I think Tyson Gamble got himself a 2-year deal based purely on that, energy.
That's right.
Yep.
We had him at the Tigers too, and I was a fan of him. But anyway, we need competitors. Rightio, boys, we've got to move along a bit here. Dragons and the Titans, good luck with this. 5.5 is the start. 5.5 the start.
Yeah, I'll take
the Dragons.
On your show the other night, it's a bit of a no-bet Sunday, this one. There's a shocking game after it as well. The Titans are just bad. Every time I expect them to go all right, they're just hopeless. You can't trust them at all. And with that in mind, I know the Dragons are going awful as well with all their outs and whatnot, but give me the Dragons. But it's a complete guess.
Complete guess. Dana, how are you reading it?
I don't hate the Dragons side that they've presented. Dufty's back. Jaden Sullivan, I think, has got a little something. And Jack DeBellin's named on the bench, which is a bit odd. It's 17. Something's a little off there with that lineup, but I like the 17 they've presented. Toby Sexton, do we know much about him? Number 7 for the Titans, for the injured Jamal Fogarty. Titans as favourites, no thank you. I'll take the Dragons with the insurance of the 5.5.
Yep, I'm the same. Bulldogs take on the Sharks. The last couple of weeks, they've got within the start of both South Sydney and the Roosters. The Doggies, they are starting to at least fight for their games. I'm not sure they'll win this game, but they did beat them earlier in the year, the Bulldogs beating the Sharks. They just find themselves in a real tussle, low-scoring affair. Typically, when they take on the Sharks, I'm all over the Dogs here with the plus.
I'm not all over them, but this is the one game it's actually gone the way of the underdog. And, yeah, it's hard to sort of argue with that. They are trying. So Barrett's, he's able to get something out of him, some sort of effort. Doesn't take you very far, as we've seen, but it's enough for me to lean with the biggish plus.
Cronulla for me. Again, this is a stay away for me. Marshall King at 9 makes them a much better team. They've been as good as they have been. And Cronulla, their last 5 games, lost by 16, won by 8, lost by 8, won by 2, won by 1. So to ask them to win by 12-plus might be a touch beyond them. I will take them on faith.
Excellent. So we're the Dogs, you're the Sharks. A break and back with our best bets, which, I had a bit of a failure last week. I backed the Warriors half full double, maybe a little bit unlucky. As for the rest of you guys, including Jarve, we're breaking back with the best bets.
I hope for the sake of your people, you come and surrender.
No! We seek merely postponement.
Ha! Your forces are weak, and you expect me to wait?
Fair point, mate. It's just, we're still alive in the quaddy over here.
You had that thing in the second leg?
Yeah, it just threw it in last minute.
Fair play, Sir Shan of Black Book.
Get on board. Sportsbet's new. Bet with mates. Start your group, bet together, and share in the moment. Bet with mates. New from Sportsbet.
Very, very clever indeed, the team at Sportsbet. Moving on to our best bets, and as I said, we've been very, very profitable, but if you know, you know, Dan. I didn't know last week because the Warriors didn't get the cash, despite, I think it was a good bet, bad result. But anyway, we do not carry our divots, or I don't anyway. We move on to our best bets. I love this. Just I absolutely love like this best bet. $4.80, Dufty coming back. And hopefully, boys, it's still Try July, so get amongst it. $5,000 to the Men of League and Mossy Masoor Foundation, thanks to Sportsbet. $4.80. In what world, Matt Dufty, Billy Smith, do they both not score? I do not know. I love that bet. That is me. Shawnee, how are you playing it?
I think Dan's very much going to be on board with me. I'm going the three Saturday favourites at the minus.
Right.
Treble them up. You're getting about just under $6.50 there at the current lines. And I reckon, Dan, you'd be on at a much better price or much better lines.
I'll tell you what I got. Well, I don't have the Panthers there because I'm calling that game, so I sort of stayed away. But I've got South minus 15.5 and Manly minus 16.5. That South one's important because that now 16 is in my favour. So that's why I say you got to look early, and I assume these lines usually eke out rather than come back in. Now, because I want people to think I'm intelligent, there's a new addition to this segment.
Oh, wow.
The spectacles are first, making their debut.
How long have you had those for, Dan?
The first time you've worn them, you struggled getting Sunday. Them on the head there.
Debut Sunday.
You know what? They make no difference.
We're the same age, and you've started with the light ones. But, mate, let me tell you, it's going to come in a hurry.
Yes.
Your eyes will deteriorate in a hurry. That's what happened to me.
Oh, thanks.
About a little bit of Heston, ago. Little bit of Heston Blumenfeld about you there, Dan.
I'll take that.
Thicker lens.
No, it doesn't work with the hat and the thing. But anyway, now I see things a little blurry. So just sharp. It's like I'm watching the world in standard definition. When I put these things on, it's in high definition.
When you start doing this, Dan, when you start sort of pushing things away from you.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, I'm
not
to
doing
do
that yet. That'll start happening soon.
No. I can read this all. That's all fine. Ruben Garrick a double. I just think, you know what, the odds aren't that great, but you know what, 325, Turbo's back. I was going to look at Jason Saab, but I think Jason Saab can be a little iffy, so I'll go with Garrick, the more reliable force there. So 325, and I believe that will salute before halftime.
There is a crazy stat around Saab and when Turbo plays. I think he scored in every game, maybe even
doubles. I was the one that brought that to everyone's attention.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know, Dan. I cashed out on Alex Johnson, top try scorer. He leads by five or six. Is he home still?
Well, I'm taking the glasses off. I think they're going to rest him. Like there's no need to rush him back. And I want to get some football into Mansour and to Paulo. So particularly Mansour. I think he takes a lot of pride in that award. It might be Addo-Carr dependent. When Addo-Carr is within one game, realistically one game of catching him, then we might see Johnston come back.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Anyway, that's us. That's us. Forget him on side. Subscribe is the way to do that. Players, get stuck into Try July. Thank you very much to Dan, Sean, Alex, Alicia, Pete, Cam, and to all the listeners and the viewers. And we'll catch you next week. But most importantly, Shawnee.
Gamble responsibly as always.